You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
So good to have all of you with us. It is the second hour of Cleveland Browns Daily. We're always driven by Liberty Ford. Michael Regei, great to be talking to all of you as we get you motivated for the second hour. We take you up to 3 o'clock. Matt Wilhelm is here. Matt, we haven't had a chance to chat since the game on Sunday, but I think a couple of things from Mike Pettine today. You know, number one, as I was down there, as you and Nathan were starting the show, the first thing that struck me is, and a legitimate question is, of course, the other two Browns tight ends, and Gary Barnidge and Jim Dre, although they've both made, I think, very crucial, critical catches of the football on the receiving side, they're not looked upon as the elite receiver that Jordan Cameron is. But, you know, Matt, when we speak about, everybody's talking about, well, maybe, you know, you do a little more spreading the thing out to help the running game. But, you know, kind of ironically, and you and I got into this too, the Browns have had some of their best success in chunk plays throwing the football when they've had the three tight end jumbo in that bunch formation package on the football field with Cameron, Dre, and Barnidge.
You're right about that, and that's something that Nathan and I touched upon yesterday, and we talked to, because we were talking about how do you get the run game back, how can we build confidence, you know, what do we have to do, and we talked about, and I talked about innovation, you know, breaking the norm, breaking the trend. If teams are selling out, you know, on that zone scheme, you know, we saw a little power football late in the fourth quarter to go get some tough yards by Terrence West and Ben Tate as well. And then, you know, one great point that I think Nathan brought up, which is a little bit innovative, is like Vincent Pater maybe coming in as that third tight end.
Sure.
You know,
yep.
And lining him up. And that makes, you know, either Barnidge or Dre your move guy, mm-hmm. or, you know, your stand-up guy, you know, in a spread-type formation. But it solidifies you. And I still do think, you know, you're going to keep one in. You're not going to get all three out. And we didn't get all three out when it was Cameron, Dre, and Barnidge. So one's going to stay in. Two will release. One yep. will run the up the field, you know, the go-to route, we'll mm-hmm. say, for Brian Hoyer. One will run some type of check down, safety route, check out, maybe chip out in pass protection and be an underneath route. So that's the type of innovation we've seen. That might be a great look for us and an opportunity for us to change things up. And I think that Kyle Shanahan does, and what it will be this week will be based on what they've seen from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is but a formation and personnel group of the week. And with missing Jordan Cameron, they now will have to look at some of those ideas.
Yeah, no question about that. I'm not that concerned about it because it kept a close watch on it. And again, now maybe it's not with a great amount of repetition attached to it, but I feel pretty good that both Gary Barnidge and Jim Dre can catch the football in crucial situations. Again, they both have made impactful receptions this year. Again, not to the volume of Jordan Cameron, but feel pretty good about that. This thing's not just going to fall off the face of the earth with the tight end, as with being so prominent in Kyle Shanahan's pass game.
You're right. The one thing that does concern me, and it was every tight end on this roster last week, made Khalil Mack look like a Pro Bowler. It was in the run game. So their ability to block a great player like Khalil Mack, who's explosive and young and wanted to make an impact, and you could see the impact it had on our run game because of our inability to capture the edge and also, too, the penetration that it created. A couple times either Barnidge or Cameron were at the feet of Tate, Crowell, or West,
right.
and couldn't
yep.
even get, you know, that real feel for that zone run scheme. And by then, by the time they reacted and made a cutback, Sciomore or Burris, you know, had made their way into those run lanes as well. So their ability to block, to me, is the bigger question. I have full ability in the fact they can get out into routes successfully and catch the football.
Yeah, and that's something that, again, is such a vital part of this Kyle Shanahan offensive scheme. Scott Petrak's coming up here in just a moment. We invite you to, as always, enjoy our conversations with Scott from the Elyria Chronicle Telegram. You guys could jump on board. Easy to do, 216-578-0850. And if you'd like to tweet at the show, you can do that again. It is hashtag Mailbag Wednesday. We'll get into that in the last half hour of the show. We'll take a look, see at what's on your mind, at Matt Wilhelm 57, at Michael Regei, at Browns_Daily. Nathan Zagura. You could tweet at Nathan as well. Nathan off for the rest
of the show.
He'll
get back to you.
He'll get back. Yeah, he always does. At Nathan Zagura, too. So I tell you what, let's take this time out, and then we'll get Scott Petrak in here. We've got a lot more ground to cover. Scott will chime in on some of what you just heard from the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, as the Browns get set to look to go to 4-1 on the home front this year as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come to town on Sunday. Back to work day for the Browns. Great to have you a part of it. Scott Petrak, Elyria Chronicle-Telegram, is up next on Cleveland Browns Daily. Don't go away.